just as we get into the 5 o'clock hour, which it now is, by the way, 5. News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's talk about Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. When a life crisis hits you, it can consume you emotionally. It can make you think irrationally because you're operating on your feelings and the adrenaline that comes with a major life crisis. Take it from somebody who's done this the wrong way. Reach out and get the best help available. And here, that's Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. In the years I've known them, their practice initially began serving men in matters of divorce, but word gets around. And it wasn't long before women came and said, hey, you did a great job for my friend. Would you consider taking me on? And now the practice does both men and women. And here's the thing. When you're going through a crisis, the idea is to turn it over and let them do their job so you can focus on yourself and the things you'll have to, the adjustments you'll have to make moving forward. That's really, really important, maintaining your sanity through a life crisis. And they can help in so many other ways, too, with adoptions, blended families. They are qualified mediators. So whether they're representing you in a court of law, judge's chambers, or a mediation hearing, you know you've got people who are applying their passion of advocacy to your situation. And then you don't have to worry. And they'll always play it straight with you. For a consultation, reach out to 819-4810, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Here's a traffic update before Salem Radio News Network next.
Well, we're very busy now on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, with 85 southbound being slow moving from around Jackson Hospital all the way up to the 65 Burge. We've got slow traffic. Bell to Taylor and on out to Chantilly on 85 northbound. Boulevards are loading up, and we've got a lot of traffic outbound on Troy Highway and 231. All the usual spots, no major problems anywhere, but keep it here. We will keep you updated. Larry Live Oak, make sure you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
At American Airlines, we know travelers are unhappy with our recent decision to raise checked baggage fees. But we are committed to our new fee and encourage you to try our competitors. Oh, look at that. They also raise checked baggage fees. Guess that means you're stuck with us. After all, if it's either American or Spirit, you'll pick the one least likely to seat you next to a tweaker who punches a flight attendant for confiscating his vape. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to get my Rolex monogrammed. American Airlines, we got you by the bags.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a top U.S. commander in the Middle East is acknowledging concern about retaliatory attacks on American forces there. That's after airstrikes widely attributed to U.S. ally Israel killed commanders of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps Monday in Syria. The U.S. said it was quick to tell Iran it played no role in the strike, but Iran's leaders have warned Americans they would be held accountable. U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria have been frequent targets for Iranian allied militias there. A judge has rejected Donald Trump's bid to delay his April 15th hush money criminal trial until the Supreme Court rules on the presidential immunity claims he raised in another of his criminal cases. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 43 points, the NASDAQ rose 37. More details at srnnews.com.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Trish Regan provides the analysis you need each day on the Trish Regan Podcast on the Salem Podcast Network.
The Democrats keep getting this one wrong. They think that they can just flip states. If suddenly all the Hispanics are going to vote for Joe Biden. And in fact, what you're actually seeing in places like Texas is Hispanics. They're overwhelmingly coming out in favor of Trump.
Subscribe to the Trish Regan Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I was riding on a train to Austin, Texas, when a very lovely lady sat next to me. When she got up to eat, she asked if I which she'd been sitting on. She seemed as sweet as she could be, but I could clearly see she was the kind of girl who stole men's hearts, then wrecked them. I wanna kiss her, but she won't let me. Train ride down to Austin. We shared a seat and we shared our tales. But as my heart tries to leave her behind, regrets are all I find. 'Cause I'd hoped I'd get that girl in the end.
Hour. Greg Bino, Rosie Brock, and Miss Mary the Movie Maven joining us to sidekick before we head over to Baumhauer's at 6 for some great food and fellowship.
Hello.
Good to have you with us. We were talking about that list of things that are overpriced but still worth it. Did you see number 10 on the list? Because several people agree with it. Divorce.
I wouldn't know.
I'm not going there because I never got the better end of any of those situations, three of them. You know, now that I think about it, I paid for every one of my weddings and every one of my divorces. It's that part in between that needs help. Quality pots and pans and a solid warm winter coat. And some of the contributions from listeners. I like the fact that Ray B., our buddy, mentioned razor blades because I buy great razor blades because I like a close shave. Those are worth it. At $6 a piece, maybe overpriced. I'm not really sure anymore. Prices have gone up so much on so many different things. I don't know what actually is considered overpriced anymore. Everything is overpriced. Thank you, Joe Biden, you putz.
I like the cruise idea. I saw somewhere where a retiring couple decided to just book 52 cruises in a row rather than go into a retirement home because it was cheaper and they're going to have better service.
Yeah, you have medical facilities there, and if you need to be arrested, they can do that too because each cruise ship has its own clink.
And if you have to get quarantined, there you are on the high seas.
There you go.
I would say a good haircut, especially for women. I mean, they can jack up men's hair too, but women, somebody who doesn't know how to cut your hair, it's horrible.
Finding that person is the hardest thing I have going on right now.
And if you have a recommendation on a hair, which listeners are always great at recommending. I found my doctor, my dentist, through listeners just calling me and giving me suggestions.
I got two recommendations this week from coworkers, so I think I might try one of them.
But Rosie makes a good point. I think it's like 25 or 30 for haircut for me. But the best haircut I ever had was the first one.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll play that story so we can...
I've heard it.
Escape to Baumhauer's a little early, yeah. I had a buddy whose father, he was real cheap. He's the only family in my neighborhood growing up where the family car was a retired Checker cab. I think he bought it for like $250. The thing had about 500,000 miles on it. And when he was allowed to use it, he came over to the house one day, and I noticed that his father had invested in electric tape that was the same color as the vehicle because there were dents, you know, body damage, and he was too cheap to go get it done properly.
Yeah.
So he taped over it. He's the only person I know who calls the Burger King Whopper the Whooper. It's tough making the transition to English, I am sure, for some. All right, we are going to get Rich Thomas's forecast here in a minute. The next question, because we are going to pick your brain on some movie stuff, but something that maybe people have a thought on too. What was the last movie you walked out on because it stunk? And if you're listening and you have a movie that fits that category, 272-9228. I mean, when you're home and, you know, you're looking forward to a movie and you start watching it and it turns out not to be what you expected, you can turn to another channel.
I don't think I've ever actually walked out of a movie.
Really?
No. I'll just sit through it. Even if it's
bad. Get your money's worth. Yeah, I mean, I understand that. But there has been at least one. And it wasn't me that decided this movie is so below my intellectual standards, which aren't that high to begin with. My daughter was the one that said, can we get out of here? This sucks. It's just awful.
I walked out of Doug Stanhope, the comedian.
Really?
It wasn't very good.
I don't know much about him.
He was too drunk and it just wasn't funny. He was making fun of the audience.
That happened to a comic recently. They pulled him off the stage. And it was just within the last week or two. I'll see if I can find that story. In the meantime, let's get Rich on with the weather.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a series of cool days and cold nights ahead of us. Tonight, clear skies, chilly. Overnight, low temperature down to about 43. I think we'll only be in the upper 60s for a high again tomorrow and Friday with lots of sunshine. In fact, I think Thursday and Friday nights will be in the upper 30s. That's pretty chilly for this late in the season. Then a little warmer over the upcoming weekend as we get back into the 70s. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You are so dorky.
Can I have a ball of vodka?
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And things that are worth it, no matter what they cost, to movies that suck so bad we walked out of. And mine was Crocodile Dundee 3. I didn't see the first two. But when you have a kid, she wants to go to the movies. You look, that was honestly, at that particular time, the only movie that looked like it might be okay for a kid. It was so god-awful. First of all, it made me wonder what the hell was good about the first two that made people make a third.
I remember liking the first one, but I never watched the sequels.
My daughter said, "Dad, can we leave? This is awful." And I think she was around 10 or 11 at the time. So if it wasn't at her level, then, of course, I was just indulging. She wanted to go.
Call that a knife.
Here is Stephen at 518. Stephen, what's on your mind?
I walked out on... hi, Joey. Stephen. I walked out on Dudley Do Right with Brendan Fraser about halfway through the movie. It was so bad.
Are you serious? Brendan Fraser made Dudley Do Right?
Yeah, he did.
It would be awful.
Wow.
It was bad.
It's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, that's falling into the rock of obscurity. Okay. Any others on your list?
Not really.
Thanks for the call. If you have a movie that was so bad you walked out on it, 272-9228, Soldier Boy.
Hey, Greg, I always like watching movies that stimulate my mind as I get older and everything. Is your movie buff expert there?
Yes.
Hello.
You know who my favorite movie director is? M. Night Shyamalan?
Shyamalan, yeah.
And what do you think of him?
What do you think about him?
It's a hit or miss for me. There's some of his that I've really liked.
Really?
Yeah, honestly. I mean, he gives
me
that.
Let me ask you a question on that last one he had. Were those four people in that cabin, were they the four horsemen for the apocalypse?
Which one was this?
That's the one with the, and you got to kill somebody that you love, you're in the cabin.
Oh, I don't think I saw that one.
Oh, that was the last one, yeah. That was so deep, I didn't understand it. I mean, I love The Village, and I love the one where he did Old, where the people in the pharmaceutical company were making people as guinea pigs. Do you remember that one?
I loved the Village.
That's what
too.
I sent them to that resort area on a pre-vacation.
Which one was that?
And they made them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did like that one. That was good.
You liked that one?
Yeah.
I like his movies because they're always current, what's going on. That one was talking about purely about pharmaceutical companies using, you know, human beings as guinea pigs.
Oh, what pharmaceutical company would use human beings as guinea pigs? Besides Pfizer.
I love it for the subject matter. I just thought it was well done.
What'd you think about The Village?
I thought The Village was great because I did not expect that ending at all. Yeah.
What was The Village?
Is that unbelievable?
I don't remember that one.
If I tell you the plot, I might spoil it.
Don't tell them the ending.
Yeah.
Don't tell them the ending.
Yeah, here's a question that demands me is, hang on a second, Soldier Boy. Why are we obligated to protect the ending of a movie?
Certain movies need a surprise ending.
Thank you.
Well, they're not paying me to shut up. I want some hush money. If they put a movie out, they should send checks to every big mouth in the media.
Old enough that if you haven't seen it by now, I don't think we could really.
Well, no, I did get. I did one on a movie. I swear was back in 1988 or 9, and somebody called up hysterical that I basically gave the sum of all its parts in the end of the movie because I forget what the topic was, but it fit perfectly what we were talking about. I'm sorry, your statute of limitations run out after a month with me. If you haven't seen it in a month, and would you like to know how Oppenheimer ends?
Well, speaking of M. Scott or Shyamalan, his first movie was The Sixth Sense, and I never watched it because I was working at the video store at the time, and I already knew the ending, so I was like, well, I don't even need to see it now because everyone's already told me what the twist is.
Quick question. Working at the video store, would people bring back movies? Were they kind? Did they rewind?
A lot of times they did not rewind.
All right. And the other question is, when they return a movie, did they give you a quick review like this stunk or this was great?
No, they usually just dropped it in the box outside. But no, I mean, of course we would get the people that had their opinions, for sure. And the people that were illegally copying their VHS tapes.
Oh, they were doing that. Yeah, there were ways you could get around that. And every time the technology would catch up to the piracy would take a step forward and they'd have to catch up again. Soldier Boy, was there ever a movie you walked out of?
Think of, though, Greg. No.
All right.
But I'm really selective what I watch, though, Greg.
Well, I think that's a key to not walking out of a
movie. That's the same thing with me. I don't walk out of them because I know what I'm going into.
Do you remember the first M. Night Shyamalan movie where it was, what, Bruce Willis was in?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Right.
Okay.
I wouldn't give away the ending to that because that's critical to the whole
thing. But doesn't that make sense? There's every opposite, the polar opposite is somebody good, and then there had to be somebody evil.
Right. However, the end line, I see dead people, comes to mind every election day. Here's Jason.
So the last movie I walked out on several years back, and it was Sky Captain in the Land of Tomorrow or something.
Oh.
I was actually in New Orleans with some friends. I didn't know anything about the movie. No idea. But, you know, they were like, oh, we need to go watch this. It's going to be awesome. I'm like, okay, let's go. And, I don't even remember much except that it really sucked.
It sounds like a ride at Disneyland. The World of Tomorrow.
I know. I had to look it up before I called y'all because I was like, surely I'm thinking about this Tomorrowland ride at Disney.
Yeah.
And no, it's Sky Captain and like it's some CGI, completely half human cartoonish kind of thing. It was horrible. But the plot was, I don't mind that kind of movie, but it just made no sense whatsoever.
Sounds like a Saturday morning kids program.
It does.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even give it that credit. I really wouldn't. I mean, I'll sit and watch cartoons with my kids. Like, I can't watch this.
Jason, we really appreciate the call. Thanks.
You.
Anybody else? Last call for a movie that was so bad you walked out, even though you paid for your ticket and probably had half a bucket of popcorn left by the time it got that awful. Reminder, and I don't know why they scheduled it Monday, because Monday is Eclipse Day during the middle of the day. But the City of Montgomery Retirees Insurance meeting to talk about problems with the health care plan. Once again, one vote. The retirees, the people that devoted their lives to serving the city, get screwed. That'll be from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. at the Mann Museum at the Montgomery Zoo.
Right.
If you're concerned about this, you need to attend and you need to let others know that they should attend as well.
Where every other creature there is skin and bones.
That's true. That's true. It is 5:25. We'll get a traffic update here in just a second. Reminder that Jack Ingram has always been, I'm an A-time customer, and I would never ask you to spend your money with a group of people I haven't spent my own. And every single one of these vehicles, with multiple tens of thousands of miles over the long number of years I've been privileged to represent them and tell you about them on the radio, not one has ever had a major problem. And there are regular things, like I've had to put new tires on here and there, but I've gotten plenty of mileage on the tires that came with the car. In other words, Ingram and the Ingram family, one of the last great family dealerships in the state of Alabama, even the country, it still is. Yeah, there are Ingrams on the property. Ray is there every day, and John Ingram is the guy that decided to take their reputation for selling carefully vetted vehicles one step further, and that's the Select program. Jack Ingram Select used cars, big selection, factory protection. Each car with a factory-certified warranty backed by Nissan-certified Select program that includes Ford, Chevys, Jeeps, domestics, imports, all with a factory warranty. Each car gets an 84-point checkup under the hood to make sure it still operates at factory standards, same as a new car rolling off the assembly line. And to further take the guesswork out of buying a used car, your certified pre-owned vehicle is inspected, reconditioned, comes with roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and even rental car reimbursement. So they're putting their money where their mouth is. You can go to Jack Ingram Select Used Cars and shop the vehicles, whether it's a car, truck, sedan, whatever your need happens to be, for you, your business, the family, or a new driver in the house. And with 25 lending partners, they'll get you done. You just need to love what you drive. And you'll find it at jackingramselect.com and the entire Ingram family of stores on the boulevard where it's been for years. 527, Skipper, what's up?
Very busy now all over Montgomery. Got a lot of cars on I-65, 85 northbound out of Montgomery, busy around Bell Road, Taylor, and I-85 southbound, busy from around South Union up to the 65 merge. 65 northbound out of Montgomery, busy as well towards Millbrook, Prattville, and we got a good bit of traffic on the boulevard. All of our feeder roads loaded up, but no major problems anywhere. That's all we got for you right now. We'll keep you updated on traffic. Festival Plaza has it all. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Do the Kiki Challenge. Dumb people shouldn't play in traffic. Dumb people need to stay in their cars. They open up the door, they jump out, they follow the car and dance around. Look out, there's a street sign, some potholes ahead. You're gonna crack your skull, you stupid dunderhead.
By the meek shall inherit the earth. Is meek another word for Dumb. It sure seems like it's going in that direction. I'm sorry. Welcome to the Reverend Greg Bedell in my happy hour show about faith and fortune. We have Mike on the phone at 272-9228 at exactly 5:30. Mike, good afternoon.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good.
Had an out-of-body surreal experience on Monday at 3:15. I was going down Ann Street, stopped in front of the Circle K. To the left was Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. Wife was in the front seat. I looked, and I hear gunshots. I look to my right, and there's two men engaged in a shootout.
That's nice to know.
Wow.
Who needs to go to the movies when you can have one break out right on Ann Street?
I'm telling you. So I pulled out my camera and started making pictures. I thought I'll be a good citizen. I tried to call down 911 and told them I had pictures of the whole thing, and they wouldn't talk to me. They just, it went silent on 911.
Really?
Yes. And so, you know, I figured time was of the essence, and I mean, this was happening. The boy that got shot pulled down on Hopper Street, pulled in a parking lot, or the guys driving him, and the boy that was doing the shooting headed north on Ann Street toward Popeye's, and I was taking pictures of all this, and I thought, well, you know, I'll turn it into 911, and they will appreciate it. I called, and it was utter silence.
Well,
that's disappointing.
Yeah. And a quick example. Rich Thomas lives in a nice neighborhood.
Yep.
But one day, I think it was on a weekend, maybe it was a Saturday, somebody comes out of one of the houses in his neighborhood and starts firing a gun into the air almost 24 times.
Yep.
Everybody's calling the police to come out. The police come out and say, well, we can't do anything. We have to catch him in the act. Really? Do you think firing a gun into the air might bring there might be a shell casing or something on the ground that would prove the weapon was fired? And it turns out, it turns out the people that did this were squatters and illegals to boot.
And this, you know, these two guys were talking. One turned to walk away, and that guy in the blue and white hoodie pulled out a gun, just started shooting him in the back.
Yeah.
I mean, it was surreal. I won't be around Ann Street a whole lot.
Yeah. I'm rethinking all of my future Ann Street plans, too.
Yeah. Hey,
that's
take
nuts.
Care, man.
Yeah. That happened during the show.
Yeah.
That
and
shooting.
Then we got a call that said, it didn't happen. Yeah.
It all went away. This is crazy. And this is what happens when you defund the police, Mayor Reed, by hiring fewer of them. Remember the day last week, Skipper, our traffic guy, they had over 10 accidents active in the city.
Wow.
Not one police officer at any of those because they were elsewhere or unavailable. And I'm not blaming the policeman himself or the police woman, pardon me, momentary sexism. But one thing I know that a lot of folks in this town are tired of hearing is, we can't do anything. We can't do anything. How many cop shows would there still be on TV if the plot involved a murder, a random shooting outside a gas station, or some other calamity? And the answer was, we can't do anything. Well, the show would be like 10 minutes long because all you'd get is the crime and no follow-up. And when that happens over and over and over again, it discourages people, and they stop calling. There's a chance to catch somebody. Of course, what do we see? Every time there's an incident, it's somebody with a record a mile long, and they spend a little time in jail, or they get bailed out at zero cash, because that's fair. Can't presume guilt. It's just lunacy in action. 534. You know what soothes the savage beast? Poetry. We're going to take a little bit of a deep dive on Edgar Allan Poe, but we're going to precede it. In fact, maybe I should do it now because I don't want to spoil the integrity of the material on Edgar Allan Poe. But he came up in an episode of All in the Family, a TV show that in its time was fearless when it came to using certain words and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's making a comeback. It's on a lot of the nostalgia networks. And in this particular episode, Mike Stivic, his son-in-law, or...
You are a meathead.
They're having an argument about some sports thing, and Archie goes to look for a magazine, but instead of finding the magazine, he finds an old poem that Mike had written and proceeds to read it without permission.
Hey, look what I found upstairs.
What is it, Archie?
I was looking for my magazine, which I didn't find. I ran across a hunk of homemade poetry.
Hey, where did you get that?
Oh, in that box of junk in the bottom of your closet.
Well, give me that. That's mine.
What do you mean? Don't you want to share it with the world?
You got no right going into my room.
Hold it, hot shot. You're only borrowing that room from me. Of course, Gloria happens to be your roommate. But the room is still in my house, which means I got a right to cite it.
We're living in the Watergate Hotel here.
You got no right snooping around in my things. I was only looking for one of my things, and I found this thing. I'm waiting to get an earful of it, dear reader. No girl's as sweet as my true love. You were sent from heaven above.
All right, give it. Come on.
You fill my day.
All right.
Hand
it over, will you?
Throughout the day, throughout the night.
All right, come on, hand it over.
We got a regular Edgar Allan Pollock here.
The gist of the whole story that he wrote this poem, but he originally wrote it for another woman, but then re-gifted it to Gloria.
Oh.
And that becomes the essence, and I can imagine how Gloria felt. Well, it's 5:37. We got John on the line. Let's take John's call. Then we're going to get traffic, some local news, and Rich's forecast. Hey, John.
Hey, man. This year, friend from Meridian, Mississippi, and what you were just talking about, the cops in Montgomery. Okay, I'm a retired state trooper. I'm an ex-Montgomery police officer. And a good friend of mine who's in law enforcement, his two sons went to work for Montgomery PD. They worked there for a couple of years, and then they left. Because the mayor does not give a dang about the police there. And I'm thinking, you know, I loved being in law enforcement. I mean, I cared about people. That's
right.
The reason I did it. I mean, I got bullet in a shotgun, okay? I still would not have changed it because I cared about the people I was protecting.
Right.
Mayor Reeves does not give it, excuse my language, a damn about the police, and he does not about the people in Montgomery.
Yeah,
he doesn't.
You're right. And yet the thing is, and I'm sorry, I'm out of time, John. The thing is, he can hang on to the job like a papacy if he wants. It is 5:38. Here is Skipper.
Well, if you are on I-85 northbound, headed out towards Taylor Road, right past East Boulevard near Bell, we have a multiple vehicle accident, several vehicles involved. We've got some emergency folks on the scene. Leftmost lanes are going to be your best bet there. Traffic's already loaded up on 85 northbound. It's just another reason for things to slow down this afternoon there. 85 southbound moving slow from around South Union up to the 65 merge. I-65 northbound across the Alabama River Bridge up to Millbrook Prattville busy there, as well as our feeder roads outbound. And we've got an accident, Woodley Road. This is going to be between North Burbank and Dunbarton around Haley Street. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. An Alabama man was arrested after allegedly hiding fentanyl pills inside plastic Easter eggs. During a traffic stop Monday morning, Tuscumbia police discovered 29-year-old Jamarius Daquan Qualls with 176 fentanyl pills hidden inside two plastic Easter eggs. Qualls was charged with felony drug trafficking. Montgomery police need your help finding two suspects wanted in two weekend robberies. The robberies occurred on Saturday at businesses in the 2800 block of East South Boulevard and in the 60 block of Fairview Avenue. The suspects stole items and used force while exiting during both robberies. The Beyond the Horizon Air Show, featuring the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels, takes place this weekend at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery. Gates open at 8 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Opening ceremonies begin at 10. The event is free and open to the public. You won't need a military ID to get on base. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a series of cool days and cold nights ahead of us. Tonight, clear skies, chilly. Overnight, low temperature down to about 43. I think we'll only be in the upper 60s for a high again tomorrow and Friday with lots of sunshine. In fact, I think Thursday and Friday nights will be in the upper 30s. That's pretty chilly for this late in the season. Then a little warmer over the upcoming weekend as we get back into the 70s. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now... Dad Joke Theater.
I've just made a brilliant discovery. It's a food that greatly reduces sex drive.
What is it?
It's wedding cake.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
And you know who I played that for?
Jake Quallen.
Right, and her husband. By the way, before we move on to Ms. Murray's segment, I want to play this one more time. We played it this morning on the show. And the question, I put this on Facebook with the following comment. Why is it that women have bigger balls than men when it comes to calling out sucko politicians like the POS? Everybody know what that stands for? Yeah.
POS. Point of sale system.
Point of sales, exactly. Good work. If I had a prize, I'd give it to you. This is very brief, but at least people are standing up there too. To authoritarian government. Come on. All right, this is not cooperating with me. It never does when I need it to move quickly. Let me get rid of all this crap here. Get the thing off. Refresh. Now it should work.
Fold us out to globalism.
Okay.
You are not working for Canada. You are working for your globalist partners. I wonder how much they're paying you to betray Canada. What do we do with traitors in Canada, Mr. Trudeau? We used to hang them. hang them for treason. And you're doing that very same thing to us now. We know what you're doing.
They do. And if they made a movie about hanging him, I would go see it. Right now, Miss Murray's Movie Minute, brought to you by AMS Studios. Relax your soul, refresh your mind, renew your sparkle with AMS Studios in Prattville. Visit ams.studios.com or call 730-1268. By the way, before we get to Poetry Month, anything that you've seen recently you want to recommend?
I actually started a new show last night called The Harlots.
Harlots?
On Hulu, I believe. And it's just what you think it is.
Oh.
1760s London, and from the beginning it says one out of five women is involved in the sex selling business. So it's two rival brothels, and the owners are enemies from something that happened in their past. It's interesting, and all the women are quite pretty for the profession that they're in.
I think if they if there was a little... first of all, the history of London is fascinating, and it's a period piece, and I always like those.
Yeah.
And how sad is it that poverty was so rampant that one in five women had to do that to survive, just to eat? But I also am skeptical that there were... I mean, how many dentists did they have in 17th century London to take care of teeth and medical care and things like that?
True. It also goes in, like, it kind of shows the contrast between the girls on the street that are just charging a couple of shillings and the women in the houses that can charge many pounds.
It's commerce, right? Isn't at some extent
that's capitalism?
Capitalism, right? Harlots. What's your streaming service? Is that
I on? Believe it's Hulu.
Okay. At 5:47, it's also National Poetry Month, and Miss Murray has an incredible literary background. And we've got a couple of people to talk about today, one of whom is Edgar Allan Poe. And there's a fascinating person. He is, you know, I once called him the Keith Richard of poets because he looked a lot older than his actual age, but was brilliant. And a lot of his inspiration came from really tough times. Is that not true?
Well, when we talked about him on Monday, you asked about his rough life, and I had to admit to myself that I didn't actually know all that much about him. So today I did kind of a deep dive into what tragedies had befallen him that made him into such a dark, brooding person.
And he did have some things that... But I also believe that a lot of poetry comes from raw emotional experiences. That's what drives it. And so we're going to do a comparison here, right?
No, I just have sort of the life of Poe, and then at the end I have two poems by two different poets that compare.
Now, who says this show does not have any class?
I'm bringing class.
You brought class in as soon as you walked through our doors. Which one are you going to do first?
I would like to talk about Edgar Allan Poe.
All right.
I have it broken down into his life, his death, and even his burial, which was bizarre because... every little thing about his life had just this sort of dark horribleness to it.
Yeah.
But not always. I mean, he was actually quite an upbeat character a lot of times because he's very intelligent. But he was born to poor actors. His mother, his father left them when he was one, and his mother died the next year, so he's essentially an orphan. But he was adopted by a rich family, so he grew up fairly well off. He was a well-dresser. He studied in Europe and learned all his languages and things, so that's how he became good at his writing trade. But his adopted father would not pay for his schooling, so he was essentially just a pauper his whole life, just trying to make money selling his poems, and that hadn't really been done a lot in the United States before. This is 1809 he was born, so when he was... Anyway, I'll move along because the most important thing that I found out today is how bizarre his death was, because nobody actually knows how he died. He married his cousin when she was 13, which is a little strange, and then she died of tuberculosis, and that wrecked him. That sort of was the heartbreaking moment that turned him into this very dark person, although, you know, having the tragedy of his parents die was another thing, but... So basically, he was leaving Richmond, going to New York, and he was going to marry this new woman after his wife had died. And he disappeared for 5 days. Nobody knows where he was. and he reappeared in Baltimore at a pub, and he was disheveled. He didn't know what he was talking about. His clothes were all tattered and dirty, and that wasn't like him. He was a very well-dressed man, and nobody could figure out what had happened to him. And still to this day, it's all speculation. Did he have a brain tumor? Was he drugged? Was he just drunk? You know, did he have syphilis? Was he murdered? Did he have rabies? Like, all of these options have been thrown out there, and there's still no definitive answer to this day.
What's interesting, though, this is a man who goes back almost 200 years, or actually does go back more than 200 years, yet his works have inspired movies, and his name and reputation are still a very big brand.
It's fascinating.
Yeah. Always like the Raven.
There was one aspect that I thought you might find interesting, in that one of the theories that they put out was a practice called cooping, because it was an election in Boston when they found him like walking around in a stupor, and they thought at the time there was these election gangs that would steal people off the streets and like beat them and get them drunk and like make them vote and then go back, put on a different disguise, make them go vote again. It was like,
are you saying that they had Democrats in Baltimore in that era? Is that what I'm hearing here?
They didn't announce the political party of the gangs.
But no, but it's starting to ring a bell. Maybe what's happening today isn't all that new.
And maybe it was a combination of all that, because apparently he also had a problem with alcohol, where if he drank one drink, he was combative and angry and like...
Well, that's how it is with alcoholics, yeah. One drink, and it's like unzipping the devil's chamber. And it was the other one.
Well, I didn't... Let me just finish about Poe.
Oh, Poe, okay, because we're getting tight for time here.
Okay, well, I have another poem. Okay, well, let me just say this. He was buried in an unmarked grave. They dug up his grave to rebury him in a like more prominent spot when he was going to get a little bit more credit for things. And he wasn't even in the grave. They had to identify him by the shape of his skull, because someone had come along and moved all the gravestones. And then just like very random things. Like,
I think his grave is still a big historical attraction in Baltimore, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They celebrate his birthday every year on January 19th. The other thing I have is just that the poem that I read on Monday alone, I didn't realize I'd only read half of the poem.
You're going to give us the balance?
If we have time.
We have time.
I also have a comparison and contrast poem by William Wordsworth, which is also about being alone, but it's not a negative thing to him.
Certainly we can do the Poe poem, and I'll just keep an eye on the clock here.
All right, well, let's do it.
I am the manager of all time, so I can make time if we need it.
Alone by Edgar Allan Poe. From childhood's hour I have not been as others were. I have not seen as others saw. I could not bring my passions from a common spring. From the same source I have not taken my sorrow. I could not awaken my heart to joy at the same tone. And all I'd loved alone. Then, in my childhood, in the dawn of a most stormy life, was drawn from every depth of good and ill the mystery which binds me still, from the torrent or the fountain, from the red cliff or the mountain, from the sun that round me rolled in its autumn tint of gold, from the lightning in the sky as it passed me flying by, from the thunder and the storm and the cloud that took the form, when the rest of heaven was blue, of a demon in my view.
I love especially the line about the sun and the goal. That, I mean, you could break that down line by line, and there's brilliance in all of it. Now, what's the other poem?
The other poem is called I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud by William Wordsworth.
Okay. We've got time.
Okay. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, toss at their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such conjunct company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils.
So there's two poems basically on the same topic with totally different takes.
Yeah. As someone that's been a loner my life, I've seen the loneliness of the sadness and the loneliness of being happy and being alone. So I see both sides.
Well, nobody can say that News Talk 93.1 FM did not fulfill its civic duty by celebrating National Poetry Month. And I'm glad you brought those along. And yeah, Poe remains a fascinating character. And it's great that, in fact, by the way, I should tell you, you did a better job than Mr. Keenan, my English teacher at Bogan High School, did with the Wordsworth poem. He could anesthetize an entire class of us, high school kids, and you could have come in and sawed off our limbs halfway through one of his sessions. There's a way to put life into those things, and you did a really nice job for us. Jeb, wake up. We owe a thank you here. Jeb, I'm asking you.
Please clap.
Okay, that's better. We are headed to Baumhauer's in just a moment. The drive there and elsewhere. Here's Skipper with the final report.
Well, traffic is still busy all over the area, and we had an accident earlier, I-85 northbound. Traffic backed up at one point almost all the way to Perry Hill, and I believe they are still having some issues out there. Several vehicles involved. The accident itself is near Bell Road, and there were only two lanes of travel open, the leftmost lane. So if you're in traffic trying to get out past Bell to Taylor or points beyond, you'll need to be in the left lanes. Hopefully they'll get this out of the road shortly. They've got a lot of vehicles out of the road trying to wrap this up. Buckle up, drive carefully. No other problems we're aware of at the moment. Just busy traffic everywhere. Trenum State is your ticket to success. Whether you're pursuing higher education or career advancement, Trenum State has what you need. Enroll at trenumstate.edu. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Yeah, I mentioned we're going to Baumhauer's next with our Knights at the Long Tables gang. Come and join us. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. It's on the boulevard. You know what it's next to? A little further south of Georgia Floors Direct, the flooring destination since 1969. And Jeff Mallinson and his team have 300,000 square feet of ways to improve your home. Absolutely incredible. Mountains of rolls of carpeting of all types and styles. If you want to go elegant, you can do that. If you need something to cover the floor in a room that gets a lot of abuse, they can handle that too. Or buy a room remnant. Not to mention, they have luxury vinyl plank flooring, hardwoods, laminates, tile. And by the way, speaking of tile, if you get a marble kitchen countertop at Georgia Floors Direct, they can cut a tile backsplash to match it. Not to mention, they've expanded their offering in window blinds. Everything is wholesale price, the best price, and everything is installed by their people. So from the moment you walk in to the moment you're standing admiring your new floor, your new blinds, or your new kitchen countertop, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. Flooring destination since 1969.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway.
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.